Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for whatever date this is, July 9th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing good, Mom. I'm currently in the process of taking my foot out of my mouth. You know, last season, BB Can 9, I complained a lot about how the Friday feed updates, not enough meat on the bone, didn't have much to talk about. This is where I'm at right now. This is my first coffee, right? I know how long this is going to go. I'm no dummy. I have a chaser. I have a second coffee already brewed because I know I'm going to be sitting here for the next hour and change. So lots happening. Things are rough. I'm running on 3 hours of sleep and I'm excited to talk about all of it.
Yeah, there's a lot to get into here. We are a bit late here this morning because it just kept going. It was like, okay, cause let's be clear here. We started the day today. We're talking about everything that happened yesterday. And by yesterday, I mean, you know, everything up to 3 hours ago, on the feeds. For the Big Brother 23 feeds. And, we started the day with a clear plan. The eulogy to Dan's funeral. It was clear, that Brent was going to write his own eviction speech, and everything was going to be great. By about, 5 a.m. this morning, Big Brother time, it's a whole new world.
Yeah, that was like 5 nominees ago. Like and here's the thing. No one's been nominated yet. The season hasn't officially had a nominee yet. It has been a wild, wild day. Literally everything that happened yesterday early in the day was kind of outdated by late last night. And we had like a 5-hour like feed blackout in the middle too, which really made me think that this was going to be a dead day.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. Nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try and figure something out here and run through. I don't even know where to. I have so many notes. I just and it's like, what's relevant? I mean, they don't have pages, but it's just one long document. That's
gotcha.
It just doesn't end. So let's just. I'm going to do my best to try and parse through what's important and we're definitely not going to catch everything. I mean, look how optimistic I was when I started these notes. Xavier got an early workout in. He's working out early in the morning. He doesn't want to show people how much he works out, like how strong he is. So he was trying to get that kind of detail gets lost later in the day, Puya.
Yeah. Cause I also had that in my notes. If he spoke to himself, said, Now you know what time people are waking up. Wake up earlier, get the workouts in earlier. No one needs to see this. I was like, well, I love all this. That means nothing to me now. That literally, that's air. Like, there's so much other stuff to talk about. So yeah, and, we're definitely going to lose that.
Derek F. is a snorer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Derek X snored. Derek F warned people of snoring. See, like, this is so annoying because, like, the morning stuff I had down memorized even, and then it became useless later.
So, okay. The real start of the day here is that Frenchie, is going to approach Whitney and propose he has, an idea for an alliance. Now, we had heard Brittany talk about this alliance yesterday. I thought it was Brittany's name, the Slaughterhouse. It turns out it was Frenchie's name and that he had approached her about it first. He also is going to approach Whitney about this. His idea is big alliance called the Slaughterhouse. Small alliance within the big alliance called the Butchers. And that's the core alliance. This obviously is basically a blatant ripoff of the Bomb Squad / Detonators, which is appropriate considering his Devon-esque behavior for the rest of the day.
Yeah, he really has gone through and picked up all the stupidity infinity stones to me with the Devin. And honestly, you can see a little bit of Jose in there, a little bit of Audrey, a little bit of Canadian representation, put some Pop and Paul in there. It's been a mess. And listen, in theory, it's great. Have a bigger alliance, have an onion, have a little alliance in the middle of the big alliance and be part of both. That's good. But based on what we're telling you, you can imagine the execution's been very poor. Poor here.
Yeah, this is not fully thought out yet, but I'm coming upon a theory right now, which is that the quality of the season is heavily correlated with the messiness of the first HOH reign.
And if the HOH reign is messy, the quality is better.
Better.
Yeah.
Because if you have a smooth first HOH reign, then you often have a smooth season.
Mm-hmm. We're about to have the best season of all time. It's about to be the best thing we've ever laid eyes on. Truly.
So he proposes this to Whitney. They talk through who they might want to include. Whitney had just been talking with Xavier. He brings up Xavier. She's down with Xavier. They want, you know, somebody strong, and stuff like that. So he's gonna bring, Xavier into the conversation. He tells Xavier about the Slaughterhouse Butcher plan. He says that, he is a super team oriented person. He will not go rogue. And he needs a fourth person to bring into the core Butchers being him, Whitney, Xavier, one other person, somebody that they bring up. Xavier mentions Derek F, but another person they bring up is Kyland, and Frenchie ends up talking to Kyland, and telling Kyland, running through sort of like how much they like each other, how much he respects Kyland and his opinion. He wants to know who Kyland is feeling good about. More talk about like, oh, we could become real life friends. And he proposes the Slaughterhouse Alliance. He pitches that there's a core, there's an outside layer. And he talks about feeling good about Xavier and Derek F. He feels Kyland out about Brent. Like he's kind of feeling like he might want to target Brent. Kyland's like, I don't care. Kyland brings up Derek X. He says he feels good about Derek. Not as good as he does with Frenchie, but he does feel good. Though, mentioning Brent, Derek does feel good about Travis and Brent. And so that's something that he's heard. And he did hear Whitney's name as a potential target. Frenchie asks, from who? And he says, well, from the guys, Brent, Travis, Derek X. And so this is surprising to Frenchie that Derek X apparently is anti-Whitney. He is obviously pro-Whitney at this point in the day. And this is the start of a seed here.
Yeah. So to me, there was a lot. So this was the first meeting. So this is when Frenchie begins doing his one-on-ones and Kylan's the first one in. And seemingly Kyland gets promised the world and is immediately inducted into the group. Right. What I was surprised by right out the gate was I thought Kyland and Derek X were giving me a lot of promise the night before. I really thought they were about to make something happen together. I can't decide if this was Kyland kind of shifting away from Derek X organically or just in an attempt to bury that relationship. Like, oh, we're not really friends to, like, you know, get by better. He throws his name in and it accidentally becomes the main name in the process.
Let me tell you, in a day of messiness, I think that it has been underreported so far how messy Kyland is as a player, because this guy is messy and I did not expect it from him. This is just the beginning of his mess. I have no idea why he threw Derek X under the bus when Derek X feels very good about Kyland. There was no reason for him to bring Derek X into it at all. And not only was this bad for him because it got Derek X in a little bit of hot water, which limits his own options for allies, but it also later in the day is going to get him in trouble because the heat he put on Derek X came back on him because he's close to Derek X. And so that heat is now on Kyland too. And that's not good for Kyland.
Yeah, Kyland has been given the moniker of Rat Floater on Twitter overnight. And honestly, I'm not shocked based on the fact that he's very giving with his information. And there doesn't seem to be an end to where the information ends. Anyone can get it. And I can't decide where his true loyalties lie at the moment, which makes it very difficult for me to read where he's at and what's going on.
It's a classic mistake that I see a lot of people make, especially early on, is like when they vibe with someone, when they get along with someone, they're like wanting to play the game hard. They're too ready to throw that person to the wolves because, hey, I'm playing a game. If I have to cut this person, then that's what I gotta do. But people that you vibe with, people that you get along with well, super valuable. That is currency in the game. You should never give it away for free. And that's what Kyland does right here.
It's interesting because I think when we saw his bio preseason, you were the one who brought up, I think he's an overshare. I think he's going to overshare. And then we saw the rest of his stuff and we're like, oh, maybe he's not going to be an overshare. Maybe the bio was a little bit more more revealing than we thought.
Maybe. Frenchie is going to talk with Brittany next. He asks who she feels good about. She says she likes Tiffany a lot. He reiterates to her he would never put up a woman. She says, well, what about a woman as a pawn? He says, no, not unless my target was a woman, because I wouldn't want to do like, you know, I wouldn't want to put up women and then to backdoor man or anything like that, or put up men to backdoor woman. That's just not my thing. I didn't really understand what you're saying. They talk about really liking each other. This is too much detail for this kind of day. They talk about the slaughterhouse. She talks about adding a guy. She says Kyland is a good option. She says the four of them would stay the core. And so for Brittany, that four is herself, Frenchie, Azza, and Derek F. The team, the Jokers.
Right. She wants to be loyal to the team as the main.
Yes. And so that is an entirely different four than the one he just almost a little bit built with Whitney, Xavier, and Kyland. I mean, as the day progresses, you'll find out. His whole idea for the slaughterhouse / the butchers. I don't think there's a single person that was pitched. So we have this big alliance called the slaughterhouse without the butcher attachment. Everybody was pitched the butchers. And then he only chose a certain amount of people for them. So like the rest of the people are like, what happened to that butcher idea? Where did that go? Am I in the butchers anymore?
No one knows. I don't think Frenchie could tell you who's in the butchers at this point. Yeah. In an attempt to get both the alliances rolling at the same time, I think they both merged and became one big conglomerate slaughterhouse butcher thing. It's been a mess.
Yeah. So he wants, of course, to spread out the alliance, that he said they talk about maybe a 7-person thing. The total alliance would be the core four of them, plus Whitney, Tiffany, Kylan. And that would be a 7-person slaughterhouse alliance. Brittany talks about how Hannah scares her because she knows the game really well. Like Brittany says, I think I know the game, but she knows the game. And Hannah has been a little too forthcoming with some of her Big Brother knowledge for sure. When people are like, when do we think the nominations will take place? What competition do you think this would be? Hannah is like, oh, it's this one and it's this day and it's this. So that is scaring Brittany. And I say too forthcoming. It's only scaring Brittany. Nobody else cares. But she's putting it out there. She's trying to plant some seeds. They also talk about how Brent has to go, or Frenchie, I should say, talks about how Brent has to go. Brent is his target. And we finally found out the real reason why Brent is the target. He tells a story. This is a scary story. It may haunt your nightmares how threatening and scary this story is. So night one, first night, they get to the house, they're clinking champagne glasses. And Brent brings up foreign languages. He speaks in Italian, and let me tell you, says Frenchie, five of the 8 women responded. Puppy eyes. He's going to be able to get the women to do whatever he wants. He is terrifying. We cannot allow this man who has this power over the women to stay in this game. He is going to take the $750,000 from us.
You know what's very obvious to me? They clearly can't see the entrance videos. If they knew how Brent speaks Italian, they would not be as threatened. It's fascinating, though, because Frenchie, first of all, can we talk about the fact that every time Frenchie speaks and talks about these things, he does it in this very weird, like, almost Braveheart-like speech of, like, he has to puff his chest out and like, yell it over the rooftop to the minions. It's very weird to me. It's very weird to me.
I also, I'm sorry. I just have to quickly interrupt because I apologize. I misrepresented what Frenchie said. I said women and he said ladies every time.
Oh, it's better. It's great.
He controls the ladies. The ladies, 5 of the 7 ladies responded to him with puppy eyes. Those ladies, he's got the ladies.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Now put your hands up. Yeah, listen, Frenchie. If we've learned, what have we learned about Frenchie? He doesn't want showmances. He wants to protect most of the house. Brent falls out of the filters he had placed. So Brent is the perfect person for him to put up, right? Case closed. Brent should be the one. This is logical sound, and decisions. And I think Frenchie's making the right call here.
Yes, but first he has to be fair. He has to talk to Brent, and he's willing to change his mind. So he brings Brent up, and he says, "Look, I don't know if I did something to upset you. I just want to, I just want to know why we didn't really get a chance to talk yesterday." And Brent says, "Look, I didn't want to overwhelm you. I didn't want to crowd you. I didn't want to, be that kind of player or anything like that. I'm about being genuine and all that stuff about, like, people that are liars should be stoned," or whatever it is he said. In his intro, he didn't actually say that to Frenchie, of course.
The medical stuff.
So what he really does here is that he brings up that he really respects Frenchie's love for his family. Family is very important to him. He talks about losing his father to suicide. It's a touching moment. And Frenchie comes over. He's like, "Give me a hug." And he's like, "Oh man, I'm so sorry, Brent. I had preconceived notions of you. I thought you were a hard ass. I I thought you were one thing and you are so clearly not that thing. And I am talking about hating when people have preconceived notions of me. And I was doing the same thing to you. I'm not going to lie, Brent. I watched you do that, foreign language thing. And I saw all the ladies go puppy eye dog thing for you. And, I just got scared. I feel like an asshole now. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. Your name was brought up last night as an option. But now that we've had this one-on-one, I know that there's more than what meets the eye, when it comes to you. So, I'm just so sorry.
Yeah. Apparently, the Brent charm doesn't only work on the ladies now, does it? Cause Frenchie fully folded like a lawn chair here. Easily done. It took one conversation, and this wasn't like they were in the HOH for 45 minutes. This was like 10, maybe 15 minute stops. I feel like I don't feel like I was sitting there for too long. And no, all his views had changed. Now Brent is fine in his eyes, puppy dog eyes, if you will. And yeah, it's done. Brent single-handedly undid everything.
Yes. So there he starts talking about like, okay, well, now what do I do essentially? And Brent ends up bringing up that he feels like he's not really vibing with Christian that much. He feels like Christian's kind of been peacocking a little bit. And that he's not interested in the showmances at all. He's not interested in these ladies. But Christian probably is, and that he feels like Christian probably feels threatened by him. And so, they've kind of had this weird thing. And Frenchie's like, oh, this is music to my ears. I'm so happy to hear. I mean, I know it sounds weird, but I'm so happy to hear that there's a problem that I can fix. And so the target has shifted. Christian is now in the crosshairs.
Yes, he is. And here's the thing that I think Brent did. First of all, Brent did very well yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, the fact that his name was number one on the block and now is far away from the block, not too far away, but pretty far away for Frenchie at the very least, is, I think, doesn't need to go unnoticed. But then Brent brings up Christian, and Brent kind of like also plants that Christian seed, makes it like seem throughout the day, I'm against Christian. I'm not about Christian. I think it's apt that you bring up the whole peacocking thing, because 1000% that seems like based on where Christian's hair went during the day, he's definitely peacocking. He's definitely standing out a little bit. And I could see that be of concern. But also, of course, that's where Frenchie's going to move next. Like, it makes sense that that's the next move, next act for Frenchie, is to go after Christian.
Yes. Very funny that just yesterday, I think I said specifically to Travis's comment that he was like, man, Christian and Brent are so tight. Brent's following Christian around all over the place. And I was like, dude, it's been 3 hours. It turns out don't like each other all that much, or at least Brent is not the biggest Christian fan. Brent is now off the table. Christian is now the target. But there's another twist to the day, and that is the wild card competition. People are chosen for this competition. I believe the teams are going to choose one player from their team to compete. I don't know exactly how the rules work for the winner. Exactly. I don't know if they knew exactly how the rules worked for the winner. When the feeds came back from the picks, we got just a couple of conversations, specifically that Brent goes to Whitney and tells her about the Christian stuff. Says that Christian has been spreading some things. He says, or she says that Christian keeps telling me that he's not with Travis, but he's lying. I think he is with Travis. I think they're just trying to separate each other, separate from each other. So this Christian thing is starting to gain momentum as it heads to Whitney, and specifically as well, Brent just kind of had a feeling about Christian. Frenchie added to it. He said like, oh yeah, I've been hearing. So like, Frenchie is somebody that I think takes feelings and pretends they're facts. And that's going to become very exaggerated later in the day. But yeah. Brent now feels like there's facts to back his feelings.
Yeah. And I think that ultimately, the more and more they marinate on this, the more and more it became a bigger and bigger deal. Like, it wasn't that big a deal initially. And it just kind of like the snowball effect, like it became bigger and bigger and bigger the more it went by, to the point where we're about to get into this wild card competition. And the word on the street is Christian, Christian, Christian. Very clearly.
Yes. And we find out later that Sarah really encourages Christian to be the one to be chosen for the wild card competition because she feels like he might be in some danger.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So the wildcard competition happens. This is when the feeds were down for quite a while. And when they come back up, we discover that Christian does, in fact, win the wildcard competition, which grants him safety. He also got the ability to choose one of his teammates to save, and he chose Xavier. He's going to tell Xavier that he didn't really think Xavier was in much trouble, but he also didn't think the women of the team were in trouble either. So he decided to save Xavier. Xavier is pleased with it because it gives him, he was saved by somebody else, and it makes it seem like he might have been in danger when maybe he wouldn't have been in danger, and so on and so forth. But the point here is that Christian is now off the table, cannot be targeted. Christian also, by the way, has now pretty much won every competition he's competed in. If you count him putting the puzzle together and his team dropping the ball as a win for him since he did it first. This whole idea that Christian is potentially a competition threat, I think definitely very founded, and we'll see where that ends up going.
Yeah. Now there's two people in the house. We're 2 days into the game. There's two people that have technically won everything they've done, which is, you know, eyes are going to be on you, but then it doesn't help that all of this build up to Christian gets thwarted by Christian single-handedly saving himself. So that, I think this is going to be a name we're going to hear quite a bit next week as well. Christian very much on the minds and tongues of a lot of people now.
Yes. So we get the feeds back on, and Frenchie is talking to Azza. She's like, Frenchie, who is in the core? Who's in the core of these things? Because he has created, or almost created, two cores, none of which involve Azza at this point. But he's already talked to Azza about a core. And so she's like, what happened to the core thing? Who's in the core? Are you trying to make multiple cores? What's going on? And he says, don't worry, you'll find out later tonight. We'll all get together. Those will be the people. That is a hell of a cryptic answer.
Yeah, he very much, from the minute the feeds came back on in the evening, was speaking in circles, in riddles, in you know, coded. It was not great, because if you're trying to make everyone around you comfortable, and it certainly seems like that when you're offering the same alliance to everybody, then you can't change and go the complete opposite direction and be guarded with everything you're saying, because now that's not who they know. That's not the Frenchie they know. So everyone's going to start feeling like something's up. And I feel like this was kind of the beginning of a new Frenchie, which is, by new, I mean a messier Frenchie. And it began with this conversation.
Yeah. He says that he's been hearing that somebody has been spreading some rumors. He gets around to explaining that that person is Derek X. Rumors is just for the record, right? From this point forward in the update, whenever they talk about rumors, I want you guys to know that that is code for nonsense. No, it's code for I don't like this person. It means nothing. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a person starting rumors. There are no rumors in the house. It's whenever somebody talks about rumors, it's just like, I don't like this person. And this is, I'm just going to say they're starting rumors.
It's evidence planting, basically. It's yes. Really like, I'm just going to throw this out there as it was a thing. It's not a thing.
Yes. Frenchie's going to talk with Derek F, and Tiffany. And he says that, he thinks that they should work with Brent long term. He's 180 on Brent. He loves Brent. He wants to keep Brent around. We can work with Christian in the short term. He is, now down for, working with Christian because Christian's safe. Christian talks to Frenchie and they talk through, the fact that, you know, Christian's safe and that Frenchie is looking at somebody like Derek X. Christian mentions that Derek X and Travis are a duo. That is some true information right there. And, Frenchie says, well, don't worry. I have an idea of what I want to do. I just need some pawns. So at this point in time, it's starting to look like the target has shifted from Christian to Derek X, after the Kyland info drop. And now that was the only real spark of a seed of something was that Kyland said that, that Derek X had been not really feeling Whitney, which is all he said the day before, that he wasn't really feeling Whitney. It has now spawned into Derek X is starting rumors. And specifically, he is, I think, trying to get Derek X and Christian to be against each other. He is saying that Derek X is starting rumors about Christian, which is just complete nonsense. But that's where it's going. And he's trying to, I think, convince Christian that, Derek X leaving would be a good thing for him. So that's the plan now, it seems. And he just needs some pawns.
Just needs pawns. Frenchie, hello. I'm talking to you a week ahead of when you're going to see this, because I don't think you're going to be in there for too long. Frenchie, you're a big fan, right? You know which week in the season you kind of get carte blanche to put up whoever for whatever reason and no one thinks anything of it? The first week. You can literally put anyone up because there's not enough information. This pawn nonsense is ridiculous. It's not good for you. It's not good for you, especially when you've promised safety to, again, like 14 out of the 16 people in the house. This is going to be a problem. This is foreshadowing what's going to come next, Taryn. That's the thing that happened. Now the plan is to move into the night. Who are the pawns? How is he going to find his pawns? Let's find out.
Yes. So we are then going to get a conversation. With Derek F and Frenchie. Frenchie says, that Derek X or Derek F, they're going to be looking at the memory wall. This is just a little brief interaction here that Derek F. And we're going to just, it's a side tangent here for Derek, a Derek F side tangent. Derek F apparently doesn't like Whitney. I don't know where this came from. I don't know, when it happened, but, he is going to be looking at the memory wall with Frenchie and he points to Whitney and he says, she's got to go. Okay. And Frenchie's like, well, we need her for now. He's like, okay. And you're like, okay, that was weird. Just a little blip. I guess he was just kind of like, I guess it was just kind of like a one-off thing. Probably. It's probably not like, I don't know. It's probably not going to go anywhere. Derek F then goes to Azza and Tiffany and he says, look, guy's going this week, but a woman's got to go next week. I think it should be Whitney. And they're like, no. Later, here, I'll finish the Derek F saga. Later, he talks to Christian and he says, hey, Derek X going to go this week. Next week has to be Whitney. And Christian's like, I'm cool with Whitney though. Why would we do that? I don't want to do that. And he's like, oh, that's fine.
Derek is literally, he's zeroed in on this Whitney thing. He's trying to find the one other person who'll be like, yeah, let's do that. He's been unsuccessful so far, but it's good to know where Derek F's head is. And we haven't talked about this alliance really yet, but the Cookout Alliance is starting to form. And I'm very pumped about this alliance. But it's interesting because I think that in the Cookout Alliance, they're not necessarily on the same page, because I think it's very clear Derek F, for whatever reason, is out on Whitney. But I think there's other people, especially, I think, was it Tiffany was talking about there are more stronger men here. We should probably get them out first. There are not as many stronger women. Is what was being cited for the reason of no, not Whitney next week. But it is good to know Derek F has somebody that he doesn't like, because I think for the most part, everyone else likes Derek F, which is great.
Yes. And the Cookout Alliance is Tiffany, Kyland, Derek F, Xavier, and Azza. Later in the night, Tiffany is talking to Kyland and she says, oh, by the way, Hannah needs to be in the Cookout. And he was like, oh, I didn't realize. I just found out. And so Hannah is also going to be protected by the Cookout. She wasn't sure that they could fully trust her. She says Hannah's very young and she doesn't know that Hannah would be able to keep the secret. So they will be protecting Hannah, but they don't necessarily need to tell her like the name of the Cookout or anything like that.
Which I think that's completely fine. I think Hannah, there was one exchange in the kitchen where Tiffany kind of clues in Hannah of what they're doing. And Hannah's just like, yeah, sounds good. I'm just leaps and just continues doing what she's doing, which is perfect. That is the exact way you should approach that. It's amazing. You're saying I'm protected. Say less. I'll go deal with the other people. And now I'm in the middle of everything. So again, that's a great spot for Hannah to be in. It's a great spot for them to be in. This is a win-win. It's fine. It's great.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, in a sea of slaughterhouses, this is something that feels at least a little more solid. This is something that I would be on the lookout for, in general moving forward. Anyway, back to the day here. Derek F is going to chat with Brent and they talk about how, Derek X and Travis are probably going to be nominated and, that, you know, either of them leaving would be fine. Brent says Travis would be a good target. He seems very smart. Tiffany and Brittany are going to talk a little bit. Brittany says that, she's cool with Derek X leaving. He hasn't talked any game with her at all. And so they just need to figure out who their people are. And again, there's a lot of, just who are our people? We still don't know. It is only day two. But there have been so many configurations thrown around that, it's a little bit pointless to continue to name all of the different ones. Tiffany and Brittany have a decent conversation here. Brittany definitely all over the place when it comes to talking with people and trying to figure out what the group is.
I mean, when you go in for a job interview and they tell you they'll call you in 24 hours, you're expecting the call. You're going to be like, did you not say you were going to call me? So that's why there's quite a few people knocking around trying to figure out what this roster is, because also if you're trying to solidify something and you're only going to feel safe once it's solidified, you need to hear who you can go talk to solidify it. So let's say if you come in and you're like, all right, you're in the slaughterhouse. It's me, you, Kirsten and Mary. I'm like, okay, cool. So now I know we're good. Let me go talk to Kirsten and Mary and like make sure I'm really good with them as well. If we're going to move in together, like we need this, you need to use this time to do so. But without knowing you're in this purgatory, well, I don't know who, it could be anybody. So you don't want to really waste your time with the wrong person, even though it's early enough in the game that you can talk to anyone and solidify things. If someone's going to be in your long-term plans, you need to like lock that bond in early. So again, being in the purgatory position is never a good spot to be in, especially if you're someone who's nervous about the energy that's starting to come up in the house, which is this uncertainty that Frenchie keeps like bringing up and providing the house with.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa is going to briefly talk to Frenchie. She proposed that their two teams work together since so many of them are safe this week. That's not really going to go anywhere. Kylan talks with Sarah Beth for a little while. They seem to have a budding friendship. This is something that that I was kind of looking at based on their interviews and bios, that it seems like they might click, and it seems like that could be the case, at least on Sarah Beth's side. Kylan has a lot more options than she does at the moment, and so I don't know if he will reciprocate quite as much. And we know that he is not exactly somebody who cares to pick up a lot of people and hold on to them at the same time, right? He has so many options, right, that he feels very fine letting them go, as we saw with Derek X. So I don't know if this will last, but she says that she's been looking out for one person to trust, and she thinks that person could be him. And he says that she's one of his favorite people. They lock it in. They're working together. And so she says, with that in mind, I want to let you know that Frenchie has told us that he is not going to be putting a woman up on the block. And that does not leave a lot of options left, especially now that Christian and Xavier are safe. I just want you to be aware. I think that Derek X is going to be the target and that you will be fine. But it's something that you should be cautious of. And he is grateful for the information.
Yeah, so I think for me, if I'm making a prediction here, because Kylan really does have a lot of options, where does Kylan's true loyalties lie? I think later on in the night, there was a little bit of a half of a cookout meeting in the parlor room. And I believe it was him, Xavier, and I want to say it was Azza. And they were talking about potentially bringing someone in as like an extra pair, an extra vote. And he pitched Sarah Beth and said, I feel really good about Sarah Beth. I think I have her with us. And Xavier also co-signed, was like, this is the perfect choice. Like I feel good with Sarah Beth. So I think that's where his true loyalties lie. Again, this is, we're about to embark on the third day, and it's Kylan. He has given information to a whole lot of people. We don't know. But if I'm putting any poker chips down, I'm putting it on this as his true pick.
Mm-hmm. So then the Derek F and Christian conversation happens. Christian is concerned about Frenchie, that he seems to have been running around a bit, playing a bit hard, has a bit of a big mouth. Derek is kind of fine with being the in-between person for the two of them if necessary. But it's just all, I don't need to tell you any of this because none of it's going to matter. Derek X and Travis are going to talk. Derek is becoming concerned. Things are getting a little weird. He thinks that they need to make a play tonight. They need to give Frenchie some other options. They need to provide some kind of reason for him to not put them up on the block, because it's starting to look bad for them. If Frenchie is not really interested in targeting the women, if he can't target Christian, he can't target Xavier, and he may not be interested in targeting Brent, that's not looking good for them. So they need to try and convince him to be willing to target women, or hope something, right? Hope that he could maybe target Brent again, because otherwise it's not going to be looking good. I will say this about Derek X. I have not been impressed with his game really in any sense. He definitely is a likable guy. He's somebody that I think, if he doesn't have his back to the wall, I think that he can be very social and really integrate himself well. But his back is to the wall right now, and he has been far too passive. He was nowhere to be seen for most of the day. And even once he figures out that he is in a bit of hot water, most of his conversations are with Travis and not with other people. He needs to be doing a lot more. He should have been doing a lot more a lot sooner.
Yes. So I think with Derek X, what I'm hoping happens is that being mentioned in the short list of people that could go up and having, let's say he survives and it's a near miss, right? He barely survives the block, barely survives the vote, whatever. I'm hoping that that wakes him up and puts him, because I think in the preseason, what I learned from him was he seems like a logical thinker. He seems like he's going to be sociable, and I see those qualities in him. I don't see him using those qualities in the house at the moment. So I think the wake up call could help for that logical thinking. And then as far as the sociability goes, he just needs to put in the time. I don't feel like he's putting in the time. Like when the cameras finally went on him last night, he was playing foosball. I was like, who's that? Travis? Why are you with Travis? Leave. Abandon foosball. F foosball. Go somewhere else. So I do think that he has the capabilities. He's just not using them. And as long as he's not using them, I can't, you know, feel positive about what I'm seeing with him.
True. Yeah. Not great. Not great. Frenchie is going to start really, really going forward here. He's going to go up to a big group of Sarah, Claire, Hannah, Tiffany, Brent, Whitney. He says, I want to work with you guys. Then he goes up to this, to the HOH room. He gathers a bunch of guys together. He goes to Christian, Kylan, Xavier, Derek F. And he says, here we go. I'm ready. Well, we're ride or die. We're making an alliance called the Slaughterhouse. And then we're going to be the Butchers. Now I want to remind you of the names in here. Christian, Kylan, Xavier, Derek F. That's a 5-person Butchers alliance that includes the person he was about to target before they won a competition to make themselves safe. He says that this week the target is Derek X because he's been starting rumors about this guy, pointing to Christian. Kylan looks at him like, that's not what I told you. Christian looks at him like, I didn't say anything about that. What are you talking about? And he says, I talked to Christian and his story's lined up. And I'm like, what stories about when? Who? So Derek X is the target, but they're all like, that's fine. It's not us, right? And they just need to figure out who the pawns will be. So they talk about potential options. They feel like, okay, you nominate Travis. He's one pawn. And then you just need to figure out a woman to put next to him because can't be any of us, right? We're in your Butcher's alliance. And so they start throwing out some names of women. And he's like, yeah, maybe I would have to do this. Maybe I would have to do that. He was kind of hoping that Sarah might volunteer. I don't know why Sarah is on his mind, but he doesn't really have much of a relationship with her. So he's thinking maybe Sarah might volunteer. He's thinking maybe Sarah and Travis to backdoor Derek X. So he then comes out of that room. And he talks to Azza, Alyssa, Hannah, Sarah, Claire. He says, hey, would any of you be willing to be pawns? I'm looking for a pawn. I promise you, you'll be safe. Don't worry about it. Of course, none of them take the bait. And immediately following, they're like, what the hell?
Yeah. So this is where Frenchie shows us a whole new angle of unhinged that I didn't think he was at. So this happens. It's a lot. I think one thing I want to point out about Frenchie is that people notice it as well if they haven't already. Frenchie has this thing he does where he doesn't stop talking if a new person comes into the room, whether or not he was going to talk to them anyway. Like, he approaches everyone here. And to my knowledge, up until this point, Claire was not really in his plans or not a big part of his plans. But then he like talks to her in front of everyone. And she's in the group and he's like, I need a pawn. Listen, if you ride with me now, you know, you're 100% good with me. Again, everything he says is has this like big, like statement speech like thing behind it. We are not reenacting what he did in that HOH room when he brought together the Butchers. It was a lot. But this is honestly, this is where I see Frenchie starting to spiral. And it's wild to see someone have so much, because we've talked about you've talked a lot about how winning the first HOH of the season is very advantageous to your game. You can set up so much with this that you can be clear to the end game. And I've never seen someone take all of that and just chuck it into the bin and then do whatever Frenchie's doing right now, which is, you're all good, but then also any of you can be on the block because I need two pawns because I'm doing a backdoor.
So yeah, I think there are about 3, maybe 4 people in the house that don't know about the Slaughterhouse and the Butchers. I don't think there's anybody that knows about the Slaughterhouse and doesn't know about the Butchers. I think everybody involved has been proposed to be in the Butchers, but none of them have solidified the Butchers except for this guy group. Frenchie, yeah, saying the fans are going to hate this, but they're going to have to deal with it. It's going to work. He is down for the Christian in the Butchers business. Except, we'll get there. Kyland, by the way, mentions Brittany's name as a potential pawn in the butcher conversation. Right as he says her name, she ends up coming into the room, and he ends up sitting down with her as everyone else leaves, and they have a brief conversation that I'm going to try to read about here. He lets her know that the target is Derek X, and she implies that she kind of already knew and is totally fine with it. And they reiterate that they should work together, and that's mostly it there. Whitney is going to talk with Tiffany, saying, look, I trust Frenchie, but what he just did, what he just pulled was not cool. This is what is going on? What the hell is he doing? Who is he working with? What is happening here?
Which, when everyone that you were supposed to be in the tightest circle with is starting to feel this way, you're not doing a good job of making everyone feel safe. Like, what Frenchie's big missteps, which we will talk about for seasons to come. I fully believe what Frenchie wanted, which is to be part of the history books, has happened, because to me, this is the worst HOH reign, first HOH reign, at least, of all time. So I think that what Frenchie does here that becomes a big mistake is this, all this like pent up nervous energy and like the do or die of, it's the first week, but you're acting like things have to go a certain way. Otherwise it's all over. It makes everyone that you are aligned with feel nervous, and bundle in the fact that he hasn't solidified the butcher's thing with Whitney, right? Whitney has not heard about the final round, has not had the meeting. The guys did. It's not a good place for her to be. It's not a good place for a lot of people to be. It's very much, I just can't believe it, Taryn. Where, you know, I slept. I had my, I'm about to have my second call. I can't believe what we saw last night. I'm still baffled that someone who supposedly knows all the things about this game is doing this. It's baffling to me.
We're like not even halfway there also.
No.
No. It's very reminiscent of Christie's HOH reign in Big Brother 21, except that madness was limited to like brief periods of like, oh boy. And she at least had like a solid alliance that was locked in. She had allies that she was working with that that had her back, that that did start to get a little concerned, but it was okay. She had Tommy there to do a lot of damage control. This is definitely worse. We're then going to see Sarah, Hannah, Claire, and Alyssa. They're all kind of just talking about how annoyed they are with the Frenchie situation. Wait, you're going to put somebody up as a pawn that you want to work with? Why? This pull back door plan is unnecessary to begin with. And what happened to not nominating a woman?
What happened to that?
Yeah.
Where'd that prerequisite fall? How did that happen then?
It's almost as though you shouldn't say something like that unless you plan on following through. I feel like Frenchie's a super fan. Didn't you watch last season? You should know these things.
Yeah. Do not let your mouth write checks that your HOH rank cannot cash. Like, this is in, again, he made this big promise of, I'm not going to let, you know, for too long, women and people of color have gone out early. Not on my reign. Not happening. Fast forward 12 hours later. You know what? I need you to be. I need you to sit on the block. It's just gonna happen. And
Brent's,
and you know
just
what?
Too good a dude, and I like Travis. So sorry.
Yeah. Again, the way this man folded all his beliefs in one conversation with Brent. I never want to see Brent Champagne in person, because it sounds like Brent Champagne could literally make me like buy anything and do anything. Like, it's just the power of persuasion. Yeah. We'll have me in a second.
Yeah. Derek X is going to talk with Kyland for a bit. He goes to Kyland with some of his concerns, and Kyland kind of just like holds him off, doesn't really give him much. Kyland is clearly kind of already let go of this, but he keeps Derek feeling fine about him. Azza talks to Frenchie, and this is when things get a little weird again, because Ozza lets him know, hey, just so you know, I heard that Christian has approached Whitney about being in an alliance with her. I haven't heard Whitney say anything about it yet, but this is concerning. I believe this happened sometime when the feeds were down. And Frenchie says that, well, just so you know, nobody else knows this, but if Christian hadn't won that competition, he'd be gone. I haven't told anybody that. And Ozza says, look, Frenchie, I just want to, like, let's just be real for a second. All right. I want you to think for yourself. I want you to think by yourself. Which I thought was a great way of saying, keep your damn mouth shut, dude.
Relax. Take a load off. Stop this. Just stop this. I feel like Ozza did perfectly here by trying to reel him back in and hit a reset button on him. I feel like both Ozza and Tiffany are trying very hard to find this reset button on this man, and no one can find it, which is the problem. But I thought this was sound advice, truly, from Ozza.
Mm-hmm. But he now knows that, I was gonna target Christian, and then he won the competition. I talked to him. He seemed nice and I didn't want to target him. So I brought him into the butchers. But now I'm hearing that he's trying to make alliances with Whitney and I haven't heard about it. That's no good. Now he's my enemy again. Now what happened to the butchers? Are you going to butcher the butchers? What's going on? Frenchie goes and he talks to Brent, his new confidant, his new closest ally. and he says, oh man, I think Christian thinks he's finessing me, but he's not. I see right through him. Christian is trying to trick me and trying to push this narrative about Derek X because he doesn't get along with Derek X. But I see what he's doing. And Brent says, well, look, if I have to choose between Derek X, my teammate, and you, Frenchie, I'll choose you. You're my guy. And Brittany joins and Frenchie says, I'm concerned. I'm screwed next week. I'm done. Christian's coming for me. I need you guys to win HOH. And she says, well, that's interesting that you bring up Christian because, Whitney just came to me and said that Christian approached her about forming an alliance. And he's like, I know. And she says, here's my problem. Whitney didn't ask him who the alliance is or how many people were involved. I was like, next time he asked you, ask him who's involved. Then you can tell us more information. So Kylan comes in, they go grab Whitney. They bring her up and they're like, Whitney, what's going on? Did anybody approach you for an alliance? She says, yeah, Christian came to me, but I wasn't really into it. And then Alyssa joins and he's like, hey, Alyssa, has anybody approached you about being in an alliance? It's like, no. She's like, why is everyone looking at me? Like you're just talking. That's all. It's getting real weird. And then Travis and Derek X are going to continue to talk. Travis is, like, what vibes you get from Kylan? Because I'm a little bit sketched right now. I was just pulled out of the HOH room by Whitney, but she had nothing to say to me. And then after I came out, a bunch of people went in, including Kylan. And then while he's explaining that to Derek, Frenchie comes in and grabs Derek. And he's about to talk to Derek and then the feed's cut.
Why? So like, did I miss something else? I've been trying to think, why did it cut when Derek X is brought in? Literally the one person who is a target, the one person that haven't seen Frenchie talk to is being brought in. I'm excited. Feed's cut for like 20 minutes. When they come back, we're not even in the HOH room. Sadness.
It's unfortunate that we missed this one. We missed that conversation. When it comes back, Derek F, Xavier, Alyssa, and Ozza are kind of just venting about Frenchie a bit and like everything that he's doing. Derek X is going to talk with Tiffany and this is a good conversation for him because, making this connection to Tiffany is very important. Tiffany, one of the more influential players, seems to have a good head on her shoulders right now. She obviously is in the cookout. She still has the connection to Frenchie. Pretty soon she's going to see an opportunity here. And this is what I like about, Tiffany, she sees Derek in a vulnerable state. He is coming to her. He is saying, I feel like I'm in trouble. And she sees an opportunity. She talks him through his concerns. They talk through the options that he has, the options that Frenchie has. And he talks about feeling good about Travis and Kyland. And she's kind of like, well, okay, well, I feel like, could we make something? Could we bring in another woman? How do you feel about Claire? He says, I like Claire a lot. She's awesome. So she's going to go and talk to Travis, Kylan, and Claire. But before she goes to them, they had already been talking. Travis wanted to know from them, specifically from Kylan, what Frenchie was doing up in the HOH room with all of them. Kylan is deflecting. He says, he was just talking and he was trying to figure out like who could go up as a pawn. And he's like, a pawn? Like, what do you mean as a pawn? I went, oh, who's the target? Who's the pawn going up next to? He's like, I wasn't sure. He's like, a pawn up next to me? Is that what's going on? He's like, no. And then Tiffany comes in at that point and she says, I just talked to Derek. And he feels good about Travis, you and Kylan, you. And I asked him how he feels about Claire. And he said he liked you a lot. And I feel like we should solidify something. I think we should do something right now. Derek comes in, and Travis brings it back to Frenchie. It's like, you just solidified this first, dude. But he brings it back to Frenchie. But while they're doing that, while they're talking about Frenchie and they're talking about this potential alliance, Frenchie is walking around and he starts listening at the door because they're in the bedroom. And Tiffany, probably like 20 seconds after Frenchie starts listening at the door, they laugh and she's like, hold on. She gets up and she goes to check if somebody's listening at the door, bumps right into Frenchie. She pretends that she was leaving. He pretends that he was coming in. And that's awkward. She never ends up coming back over during that conversation. But the rest of them, Travis, Kylan, Claire, and Derek X, end up kind of a little bit talking about solidifying some kind of alliance. They want to name it the Firefighters.
Yes, they do, because and I think this is in reference to Frenchie at some point bringing up that he's going to put like there's going to be something like Frenchie said something about fires. And now they're using this as almost a joke, but it's a great name. I think it's a great name. Tiffany so far has impressed me so much. I remember when, and I don't want to talk about the draft too much, when Rob picked her at 6, I thought that's very high for Tiffany. I would literally swap like easily a player on my team for Tiffany at this point. Easily. No, Tiffany's been great. I love that she noticed that someone could be at the door. That was phenomenal. And just the way she works, it's very subtle. I don't think anyone's seeing her as playing too much. I don't think anyone's noticing what she's doing. And it's been phenomenal. I love it.
Yes. So that's happening, right? Frenchie is going to talk with Tiffany. And Christian is going to kind of walk by and become involved in this conversation. In this conversation, Frenchie is going to double down and reiterate that he is not going to put a woman on the block. He's not going to do it. He's telling that to Tiffany. And as he's telling that to Tiffany, again, Christian walks by. And so he says, I'm not going to put a woman on the block. And if any men have a problem with that, they're just going to have to accept it. And again, as you were saying, he doesn't change what he was saying when Christian walks by. So Christian catches that bit of it that definitely was not intended for a man to overhear. And Christian goes, you're not putting up a woman? And he goes, nope. And that's just what people are going to have to deal with, because that's just not what I'm going to do. And so this conversation continues. Tiffany's going to try and give him some information or some advice. It's not going to land.
Again, wrong place, wrong time, wrong thing to say, wrong person to hear it. It just goes from bad to worse, doesn't it? Like, I feel like from the minute Feeds came back on last night, there was no point where I thought, oh, Frenchie's fixing his path. He's redeeming himself. It just seems like every time he opened his mouth, things got worse and worse and worse.
Well, I think we're about to find out. Everything is about to be explained and it's all going to make sense, because Frenchie's going to go and talk to Brittany, Azza, and Derek F. And he's going to explain everything, right?
Clear it all up.
he's been putting things out there for a reason. He played telephone with everyone today. This is what's been going on. Each person got a tidbit of the story. I knew who talked because they knew different parts of the story. I'm not a stupid person. I did this for a reason, right? I'm not just losing it here. I'm doing everything. Everything has a purpose. Everything has been thought out thoroughly. You might see me looking like I don't know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, and don't think that I'm just losing it because I'm not just losing it. This guy's losing it. This guy is out of his mind. I don't know if he believes what he's saying, but this is astonishingly delusional.
Yeah, this is what happens when someone thinks they're little finger, and they're really, yeah, you know, completely Twitter finger, middle finger, every other finger, but little finger. This was ridiculous. It's absolutely, and I think this is where we realize he not only says what he believes, but then he buys what he sells and calls it fact. Like, he'll think a thing, he's like, that is not fact. That is not part of everything, part of the narrative. Let me shove this in here and let me make it part of the narrative. There's been so many moments. We've talked about his, you know, the performative stuff, but I genuinely feel like he is the only, like, he is both the supplier and the only buyer. Like, he really is. It's wild to watch him go off here. And it's one of those situations where just when you thought things couldn't get more ridiculous, this is what he's spewing.
Yeah. He's spiraling, right? Like spiraling hard. And, this is where I think the Pop and Paul comes into play, where it's just like, you get to a point where you've really messed up and you just, instead of being like, oh man, I've messed up a bit here, you double down and you pretend that you did it on purpose as all part of some master plan. But that makes it worse. 'Cause like, you know, nobody looks at somebody rolling in the dirt, saying, I'm doing this on purpose, and thinks, yeah, that's probably part of their master plan, right? It's silly.
Yeah. Like, the whole, there's a method to his madness phrase. No one's looking at Frenchie and be like, that makes sense at all. No one's looking at this and being like, I want to, you know, this guy seems like the guy to follow in this season, in week one. No, literally, I think anyone who's going to be working with him moving forward is fully cognizant of the fact that we're going to use him for what he's doing right now, and then we're going to dispose of him discreetly. Like, I think. Again, I don't want to keep harping on the same thing, but this is genuinely the biggest disaster of a play I have seen in a long time. And quite frankly, I feel now vindicated that, he went undrafted. You know, I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. So he says, here's what I've gathered, right? Christian and Annalise number two are close.
Oof.
Yeah. He's been doing this a lot. He seems to have had it out for a lot of people seem to have had it out for Alyssa. I think this is a situation where, like, a lot of people are kind of just assuming things about her based on how she looks a little bit.
Yep.
Like assuming that she's going to get into a showmance, assuming that she's Annalise 2.0. It's a little rude. So he says, Christian and Annalise, they're close. They're not.
Same team.
Yeah. They're inseparable. They're together. No, they're not. Brittany says that she also thinks Sarah Beth and Hannah are also sketch. That's what she said before he revealed his whole thing. He says, what I've gathered is that Christian and Alyssa are like this, and Sarah Beth is with them. So Brittany, when you said that about Sarah, I already knew that. So I already knew that. Except that's not what she said, and it's also not true.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I think this is where we start seeing, you know, when he had that conversation with Brent and he out loud says, I think Christian is finessing me. That is where all of this shifted. Everything went back on, I need to focus on this Christian narrative. And this is where, what's the only link to Christian he can pull here is that Oh yeah, Alyssa and him, inseparable. That's where I'm going to focus in on now, moving forward.
Yeah. He says, Travis, Little D, and Kylan, their stories matched perfectly. They couldn't have done that unless they were talking, right? So this really hurts my feelings, because I really like the guy. But at the end of the day, it'll be game over for everybody that's together. Our team will have a huge advantage. Everything has a purpose. If I look like I'm doing too much, it's for a reason. It's for a reason. So I'm telling you, and I thought Brent was bad, but his stories have been backed up. His puzzle piece has not come back.
What are we talking about? What is this update?
I will say again, I tried to warn you ahead of time that all of these words are just code for how Frenchie feels about a person in the moment. Puzzle pieces, stories, all nonsense. He is just coming up with random pretend facts to back up his feelings, which I guess is, you know, par for the course for somebody that does a lot of Twittering, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he literally has a journal where he allegedly wrote everything he would do right when people did wrong in the house. Just don't watch your season. Don't watch your season, and don't try and, like, you cannot write there's, I don't know how you fix this. Maybe you go back and you don't apply. I don't know. I'm seeing something about something he's doing right now, Taryn, and my mind is blown, but I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. We'll talk about that at the very end. Just in this conversation here, this was, again, more of the same of, I cannot believe what I'm hearing, but this is the narrative he's pushing now, which is, this is our group, and we need to go after these people. It's very weird, because, you know, he talked about, this is what the fans want, I'm gonna give it to them. And then when he was declaring the five guys and fries and Frenchie fries butchers, he was like, the fans are gonna hate us for what we're about to do. We're gonna steamroll the competition. And then he's here and he's like, this is what needs to happen. It's so intense. Again, it's week one. You need not do any of these things. You're fine. You're fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Derek F says, look, if Derek doesn't go home, he will work with every guy in this house, except for Brent. He's probably fine. They have to get a muscle head out of here. Okay. So in the meantime, Kylan is talking with Christian and Xavier. Kylan is saying, we need to try and walk people back from this whole Frenchie is losing it train. For whatever reason, Kylan was like, let me ditch Derek X and hitch my wagon to Frenchie. And as Frenchie starts to go down, he's like, I need to protect Frenchie. I need to try and get people back on the Frenchie train. So that's kind of where Kylan is at that moment. Derek X is going to be talking with Brent and Whitney, talking about Christian being a threat and how he needs to go. He's such a comp beast. Tiffany is going to talk with Kylan. This is when he says, I don't think the firefighters are in the best interests of the cookout. And she says, I don't care. We need to keep our options open. This is when she says that Hannah needs to be in the cookout and they need to be protecting her. And Kylan agrees, okay, fine, we will be keeping our options open. It's almost like Kylan doesn't like Derek X, or just doesn't, I don't know. I don't know where it is. I don't know why he is so averse to working with these people, but he seems to be.
I feel like Kyland is a little bit worried potentially with, you know, the whole hitching is, you know, I can't even remember the phrase anymore, but I think he's worried because he doesn't want to put money on the wrong person and then get associated with them and then end up being in a bad place because of that. Right. So it's like, I don't want, like, now he's averse of Derek X, but could it be once Derek X is safe, he's fine with Derek X again? Like, is he terrified that he'll be a casualty because he's backing the wrong person? I'm not sure. What I can tell is I think Kylan's still trying to figure out his footing. And as he's doing that, he's sharing a lot with a lot of people. So we'll see if he's able to coast after that. But if he's able to keep this going and not be in danger, it's great. But I feel like this season, especially, I foresee a lot of people comparing a lot of notes. So here's hoping he can manage. We'll see.
Yes. So Frenchie's going to go to Derek X, Brent, and Whitney, interrupt that conversation. And he gives them a little bit of his spiel about his little birdies, getting back to him. And he's talking about different things, talking about Christian, and eventually gets to the fact that he says, look, I know already that there are two other alliances that have formed. I know the names. I know everything. My little birdies have gotten back to me. And Derek, I know that you're in one of them. And Derek's like, excuse me. Well, who told you that? And what names have you heard? Sure, I'm like with people, but like, I don't have a name or anything. What do you mean? Derek is just like, Frenchie's just like, it's gotten back to me. I know it all. And he's like, well, but what are you talking about names? He's like, no, I know the names of the people. That's what I know. He's like, I've been putting stories out. They've been getting back to me. And Whitney's like, this is like the Joker. I thought you were just stressed and panicked. It's like, I mean, I am stressed and panicked, but I know what I'm doing.
Is this where did he move away from Littlefinger and tried to become Varys with the whole, like, the little birds?
So clearly has seen Game of Thrones and thinks that he is some combination of Varys, of Tyrion, and who knows, at some point he'll probably start talking about chaos being a ladder.
It's only a matter of time. I foresee that happening today at some point, honestly. Yeah.
Which is so funny because I've literally come on this podcast and talked about how nonsense the Tyrion Game of Thrones strategy is, where you give different people different information because all it does is make you look like you're not trustworthy. I talked about it last season. Listen to my podcast, Frenchie.
Oh yeah, you downloaded the wrong ones, man.
Derek ends up going and talking to Frenchie a little bit, and they talk through some stuff. Derek Hicks comes back and talks to Whitney and Brent, and Whitney says, look, Derek, I have heard that you've said some things about me, not to pile on or anything. And he says, I mean, yeah, it wasn't like I was trying to. And Derek X is going full honesty here. Like this is what, because he hasn't really done anything. So he feels like I can just be open about it. I feel like that's probably a mistake at this point in the game because people will latch onto anything. And if you admit it, then, oh, yes, they've admitted it, and now I can feel comfortable talking about it. Whereas if I have suspicions of other people, I'm not sure. They know now that Derek has done some things. And so he's like, look, it's not like I was trying to target you or anything. And Brent says, look, straight up, if I have to choose between you and somebody that hasn't wronged me, like, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to choose somebody else. Like, now that I know that you've, you know, kind of gone against the team a little bit, I've tried to work with some other people. I haven't told us about it. You know, we've talked some smack about Whitney, whatever. It's just not where we're going to go. And his whole spot is blown up in front of his team, and it's not great.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, yes, repent and hope that you can build everything, but that's great later on. In week one, it's so hard because, like you mentioned, all it takes is someone to have enough reason, just enough reason, and you're out. And no one else has done anything to wrong anybody. So it's definitely one of those situations where you're stuck. It's like, do I be honest? Do I deny till I die? or if I don't do that, it'll be both. Like, it's so hard to navigate that, but all you can hope for is you survive and the repenting that you did can help you later on. So,
Frenchie is then going to talk with Derek F and Travis, specifically Travis. He questions Travis about the Derek and Kylan stuff. Travis is trying to kind of play it off. Travis is another person that was approached by Frankie about a core four thing. So Travis is like, well, I was trying to protect our core four thing. I was trying to put your name out there to be like, hey, and protect you. Travis does a pretty good job of deflecting blame, and making it seem like he is, not at fault with anything that is going on. And Frenchie says, look, what hurt me the most is that I put a lot of respect on Kai. And when I heard that the three of you were throwing me under the bus a little bit, it hurt. And they weren't really throwing him under the bus. They were just being people in the game. Other people have done much worse. But Travis says, look, I know, you know now though that we're not after you at all. And we just want to try and buy your loyalty, have something rock solid. It's funny with Travis that you like, at least I like, if you listen for it, you can hear the salesman terms and like strategies. He keeps trying to say like, we weren't coming for you. That was not what you thought it was. And Frenchie keeps saying like, yeah, I was just hurt by it. And Travis says like, I need to hear you say that you know that we weren't coming for you. Like that's such a salesman-y thing, right? Like, he needs to hear it. That's, you know, it's good if you're not too obvious about it, right? But Travis does a decent job here, and puts in some work that may or may not come back, to pay off.
Yeah. And I think Travis is someone I hadn't really seen much of at all the last 2 days. So to see him at nighttime here, put in a little bit of work, because both him and Derek X kind of became cognizant of where everything's going as the night went on. So to see them do some kind of damage control or put in some kind of work was good to see, because you don't want to see anyone just be completely, you know, snowed, blinded and do nothing that first week. So put in the work so far. Decent. This was good for you. We'll see.
Yes. So Frenchie is going to go to Kylan and they're going to have a conversation. They're going to have a couple of conversations. And I'm not going to lie. At this point, this is a long conversation about them hashing out various things about like Kylan kind of running down the laundry list of like, these are all the things I've done for you. Frenchie's saying, my feelings were hurt. His feelings are hurt, in case you've gotten lost at this point, because it gets ridiculous. But Kylan, Travis, and Derek X he thinks that they're in some kind of alliance, and that they're coming for him. And they did just kind of form an alliance, but not really. And Kylan isn't really with them. And that's not really what Frenchie thinks is happening. It's a sort of separate thing because Frenchie's in his own world. So you have to remember that Frenchie's world is different than the real world. And then the real world is muddy to begin with. So Kylan is kind of, look, I'm just trying to vouch for you after others were worried about you. I was, I was trying to keep, you know, I had a conversation with Derek after our conversation up there. And I didn't tell him about, you know, you targeting him or anything like that. And they run through all of these things. And it seems like things are somewhat cleared up, but, Frenchie is going to continue to talk about how he feels betrayed by Kylan. And this is what I meant when I said that Kylan putting this heat on Derek X in the first place has now come back around on him because of his association with Derek X. And he is now in some hot water with Frenchie because of all of it.
Frenchie's feelings were hurt, Taryn. I feel bad for Frenchie's feelings being hurt. So here's the thing. So Frenchie's upset that, you know, potentially Kylan was talking to these people. Does Frenchie recall who told him about the Derek X tip off, or did it get lost in translation?
I think it got lost. I think that because he was told about the Whitney thing. And then when, yes, the feeds came back from the wildcard competition, he was saying Derek X is making up rumors about Christian. Yes. And then it turned into what it did before. So I don't think he does. I think that he feels like he's figured this out on his own by himself.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. Detective Frenchie.
Yeah. So we then get Travis is going to talk back with Tiffany, Claire, and Derek X. They're worried that Kyland has ratted them out. How did Frenchie know all of this information? Is Kyland closer to Frenchie than he is with them? And Derek is feeling like this is not looking good for me. Kyland ends up coming down and they're like, Kyland, what's going on? How did he know these things? He says, I absolutely did not tell him. Don't worry. I'm with you guys more than him. But they're a little bit worried about Kyland now. And so they're all annoyed with Frenchie, including Kyland, who talks about how annoyed he is with Frenchie. Frenchie is going to talk with Brent, Whitney, and Derek F. He talks about how Kyland has betrayed him and that he feels like Kyland. He thinks this is the team Kyland, Christian, Derek X, and Alyssa are together. Travis, not as with that crew anymore. Travis just got caught up in some things. Travis, he's a good guy. It's interesting. It's interesting how this works.
It is very interesting that people that I would have assumed he was going to put up last night, he has found reasons to not put up. And again, I don't think this is on like a subconscious level. I mean, on a level where he's like, I don't know how he's gotten where he's gotten, but somehow Travis is getting off scot-free here. And Alyssa's being thrown into the mix. Kyland is fully in the mix. And it's just a disaster. It's a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany and Kyland are going to talk a bit more. Tiffany, I think in particular, is kind of like, I really wish that Derek was not in trouble right now. I feel like he is, he's a sweet kid and I think that he would be useful, to us. And Kyland agrees, but I don't really know how much Kyland agrees with that sentiment. Tiffany says that, they're going to need more than what, Frenchie can offer them, essentially. We should not be on the Frenchie train. This is not a good train to be on. That's kind of where Tiffany, I think, stands at the moment. Frenchie is going to have, and this is when it just keeps going. Frenchie has more conversations. He's talking to Tiffany. He's saying, look, I haven't told anybody my nominations. It's going to shock a lot of people. He's talking to Hannah and he's like, yeah, Hannah, I've just seen you talking to the other side a lot. I'm just wondering where your head is at. And she's like, what am I getting? Am I in trouble for being friendly? What's happening here? There's a lot happening here.
Taryn, it's day two, where day three is about to begin now of 90. And it feels like, again, cumulatively, this was more that happened in one night than all of our Friday morning updates last season of Big Brother Canada. It's been wild. It's been a lot. I can only imagine, dare I say, have we found the one person in the entire Big Brother universe that could have done with not winning the first HOH? I think he would have been in a better spot if he just hadn't won the thing straight up.
Probably he would never have had to put his money where his mouth is. And he could have talked about how he would never target women or people of color all day long. And nobody would have known that he would have gone back on it.
Exactly. And he could have, you know, the way he could have just been like, yep, that would have been my intention. And he has no way of proving it. That's fine. You're great. But then now he's made all these promises. He's about to go back on like half, more than half of them. He's going to go back on all of them, actually. Mental. Again, The fact that I know he has said some things to appease the fans, the audience, the Twitter universe, and then turns around and has other speeches where he says, F the fans are going to hate us. I don't think he knows what he's done. I think he's lost himself in there. And again, it's been less than 60 hours.
Yes. So more conversations happen. He's going to start to think through some things. He's going to have another conversation with Travis late into the night. This is the final conversation of the night. And if you thought you knew what was happening, this is going to throw you for yet another loop because he brings Travis in and he says, look, and I'm going to editorialize a little bit, but he says, look, for you, I'm going to do this for you. That's what I think. I think he's doing this. He said, I'm doing this for Travis. I'm going to give Derek another chance, but can't lie to me ever again. If I keep Derek safe, he you know, nothing sketchy again. And so here's what's going to happen. One of Kylan's problems is about to be out the door. So I'm thinking like, okay, well, maybe he's still talking about Derek. But he says, no, it's your problem. It's not Derek's problem. These people have not mentioned Derek's name, but they have mentioned your name. They have mentioned Kylan's name. So one of those people about to be out the door. Travis is like, okay.
Can we also, Taryn, I want to use this phrase. Frenchie is appalled that he has to baby the relationships that he thought was solid, that he has to baby them. Baby them, aka, to translate to regular terms, work on real bonds and relationships that you've made that are a day old. To me, that's not insane. You got to put in the work. But he's mad that he has to baby them because Frenchie has to do everything himself and he's sick of babying all these kids.
Yeah. So the thought process by the end of the night here is we're kind of thinking, first of all, he could be lying to Travis, right? We know he wants a brutal blindside. So there's a very good chance that this is all a ploy for Travis and for Derek, and that the target is still Derek. That could absolutely be the case. But if it's not, we have heard some rumblings already that he has spoken to Derek and promised him safety this week. And that he is going to be essentially taking a shot at the sort of like the Christian-y crew, right? And that means likely Alyssa, Annalise 2.0, according to him, and Sarah Beth, who is the person who tried to convince Christian to compete in the wildcard competition. We could be looking at a Sarah Beth Alyssa nomination. We could still definitely be looking at a Derek X backdoor, but given the fact that the veto nomination would likely not take place until what, Monday or Tuesday, I would be surprised if any of the current targets were still the current targets by then, considering the current pace of the house.
Aman said this last night, and I agree with Aman. Until people's butts are on those seats, you can't trust anything that's happening in this house right now. You can't trust any of his intentions. Because while we were talking, there's a deal that's been struck with Derek X, and I think Alyssa's looking like the target. Let's see if Alyssa ends up on the block. Let's see if Sarah Beth is on the block. I still don't trust that to happen. And who knows what'll happen between nominations to veto ceremony. To veto ceremony. Like, that's so many more exits that we have to go off on this highway before we get to week two. And I just cannot trust Frenchie for anything he has said, because literally he's been a walking paradox from the minute he started talking. And the players shouldn't trust him. We can't trust him. No one can trust Frenchie. Not even Frenchie can trust Frenchie right now, truly.
Yeah. So that's basically where we are at the moment. If you're looking at who is in the most danger this week, I would say likely Alyssa, Sarah Beth, Derek X, I think, is still in some trouble. It would not surprise me if Travis got in trouble at some point, given his connection to all this. It would not surprise me if Kylan ended up in potential trouble this week, considering the betrayal. Those are people to watch out for. In the meantime, all of Frenchie's other people, Tiffany, Azza, Derek F, they're all talking about getting off the Frenchie train. And so who knows where this is going to go? This is going to be a weird week, but hopefully it continues to be weird. Hopefully it'll just be a little bit easier to follow.
Yes. So it's going to be fun. You know, spoiler alert, after we finish talking here, I'm going to go park my butt on feeds. I'm not leaving them. So it's going to be fun for sure. It's going to be entertaining for sure. As far as implications it has for the rest of the game, I do think setting this chaotic precedence to start the season can only mean that things will be a little bit more messy, but clearly there is no way someone's going to one up this mess next week. So it's going to be a little bit more smooth sailing probably next week compared to this week. But I am excited to see what goes down. I think there's a lot of different variations of who ends up on the block by the end and where the votes are, because I do think if Travis and Derek X had gone up on the block with Derek X as Frenchie's target, based on what I was hearing last night, I don't think Derek X would have been the one to leave by the end of the week, because I think there were enough people trying to make excuses to go after Travis and not Derek X. So now with Alyssa in the mix, Sarah Beth in the mix, maybe Kylan in the mix, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? And I know someone brought up like Derek X was promised safety. Now everyone was promised safety. Literally at this point, including Travis, everyone has been promised safety at one point or another in this house by Frenchie. So anything can happen. All we can do is watch, observe, learn, laugh, and cry if it gets too bad. We'll see.
We will see. That's what we've got for you today. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of nonsense that happens for the rest of the day. And I will, of course, be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on all of the stuff, all of the shenanigans that go on today as well. So we'll see as things continue to evolve here what goes down. I'm also going to be live a bit later today in the Patreon group for Rob as a Podcast to look, it's a good day for it. If you have questions, if this has not been enough to clear everything up for you, and you are wondering what is going on, or you have a specific question, or you just want to chat with us, stop by the Patreon group. If you are a patron of Rob as a Podcast, if you're not, you can become a patron of Rob as a Podcast, and chat with us, call in, ask us the questions, and we'll do our best to clear things up for you, or answer, or just chat with you. So check that out later today in the Patreon group. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Still waiting on my life to get here. So the computer is not fully functional, so streams will be intermittent in the short term, but you can still find me there. You can hit the follow button when I go live. You'll be notified. You can also find me on Twitter, of course, at Armstrong Taryn. Puya, what are you up to?
People can find me on Twitter at Puyaism. I will be live every Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I'm going to try and keep my stream schedule the same as I had before. Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays for Among Us. We've moved Among Us earlier now. It'll be 2 p.m. Eastern during the Big Brother season, because we want to make sure everyone gets both the fills of Among Us and Big Brother. So we're not going to have any clashes there. And honestly, outside of that, Taryn, I'm going to be parked on feeds. Like, there's no other place I'd rather be right now than watch feeds. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be fun to listen to you and Liana. Liana Saturday's back at it again. That'll be great. Yeah, we've been blessed. It's been 2 days, and I'm confident in thinking that this is going to be a great season. So I'm excited.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us here today. And of course, we'll see you all next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.